Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, Eldorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Hour three of the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a great day. We're about to be joined by a special guest, ESPN NBA insider Tim McMahon, joining us now here on 105.3 The Fan. Good afternoon, Tim. How the heck are you?
Howdy, partners. Doing all right. How about yourselves?
We are doing great. Much better than this basketball team, man. Do you think there's any chance they pull out of this in the remaining seven games?
Well, the NBA league office certainly seems to have some hope for him and wanted to give him a little bit of a little favor there. We're sending the technical foul on Luka. Look, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that they are just dead and buried, but they've put themselves in a situation where they're in deep trouble. Obviously, a game out of the play-in. They do have a tiebreaker over the Lakers, not over the Oklahoma City Thunder. But, forget tiebreaker scenarios. They're playing, hot garbage. I mean, this is maybe the most embarrassing weekend in franchise history that they're coming off of. To lose a home-and-home against the Charlotte Hornets, who were missing three starters and had absolutely nothing to play for except for the Dennis Smith Jr. revenge tour. I mean, it is a total embarrassment. This is a team that's been mediocre all season long, and worse than that, since they made the massive risk win now trade to go get Kyrie Irving. So, you know, maybe they'll wake up, but if they were going to wake up, you would have thought that might happen somewhere between Dallas and Charlotte. And, you know, after Jason Kidd called him out for playing like dog shh, they played even worse in the first quarter to start that one. So I don't know what to tell you.
Tim, I always follow along. I think you're one of the best that covers this game. And I was wondering, you know, as you're going along with this team, is Kyrie, he's not the problem in this, is he? I mean, it's not a locker room problem or him being a problem. Just following along with you, it sounds like you think that everything about him has been, above board and been good for, for the Mavs.
Yeah, listen, if you're looking at this and saying, hey, here's Kyrie blowing up another team, that's not based on what's actually happened in Dallas. We all know Kyrie's track record, and I'm not going to sit here and promise you that if they end up re-signing him to a long-term deal, there won't be stuff down the road. I can't guarantee that. But what I can tell you is this has not been a case of Kyrie coming in and creating chaos and him being a distraction. That hasn't happened. He's come in. He's been a pro. You know, unfortunately, he's had a foot injury. He's dealt with that. He did not shoot the ball well this weekend. That's obvious. You know, if you want to criticize the performance against the Hornets by him, that's fine. But look, this team's – if you're, listing this team's problems, we're going to flip the page before we get to Kyrie Irving. The whole Kyrie trade was a desperate – move. It was a desperate measure to try to drag this team out of mediocrity. It didn't work. It probably made their problems worse because a bad defensive team has been worse since dealing Dorian Finney-Smith, but it is extremely lazy and unfair to say, they got Kyrie and then this whole thing fell apart. It's his fault. That's not based on reality.
Is Jason Kidd the problem right now?
He's not. He hadn't been a solution, and I've got to tell you, it's pretty concerning to have him call a team out like he did Friday night, and you saw the response to start the game on Sunday afternoon. So, I think J. Kidd's got to own some of it. And the one thing I will say is he's had some pretty strong words in postgame press conferences. they've been more about calling people out than taking accountability. I don't believe I'm the only person who has noticed that. Mm-hmm. I think that's been an issue. And look, every coach, you're going to be able to find things that you can criticize in terms of rotations, in terms of, you know, timeout usage. Like, there's been plenty of that. No question about that. And also, J-Kid's got a loud voice in personnel. JaVale McGee's not on this roster and wasn't promised a starting job without Jason Kidd, who had him in Los Angeles when he was on that Lakers staff, wanting him here. That thing has blown up in the Mavericks' faces. This is a terrible rim protection rebounding team that the guy they brought in to protect the rim and rebound is basically DMP CD every single game at this point. So that thing's really blown up in their face. And then J.K. was pounding the table for the Kyrie trade. And after the trade's made, he talks about this gives us a chance to compete for a championship. But clearly that hasn't happened. So he is not without blame. And now, nobody is solely at fault, but J. Kidd is not without blame.
Does Kidd and Nico see eye to eye on the type of players that they want, or is there a disconnect?
I think disconnect would be a little bit strong there. I think it's pretty clear that J. Kidd didn't necessarily see eye to eye on bringing Christian Wood to Dallas. But look, those guys, they have a relationship that goes back years and years and years to, back to J. Kidd's playing days. I don't think the problem is the GM coach relationship. I think, the bigger problem is the roster that they've put together, and then part of that's the roster they inherited. And then, part of that is we can't talk about the Mavericks without going back to the fact that they absolutely bungled the Jalen Brunson situation. Losing Jalen Brunson for nothing might be a bigger blow to this franchise than losing Steve Nash for nothing was. Certainly the recovery from Steve Nash was a lot smoother, right? They have not only have they not recovered from losing Jalen Brunson, but they've gotten worse trying to do that. And essentially, this is a team that has lost its second, third, and fourth best players from a West Finals team last year, plus an unprotected 2029 pick that really handcuffs what they can do going forward, to bring in Kyrie Irving with the hope that he'll be around next year. That's really rough roster management. And if you can blame Nico Harrison, but I think you've got to go above him if you really want to get to where the buck stops.
It's NBA insider Tim McMahon here with us on 105.3 The Fan. Could you buy an explanation that they're kind of stuck in the middle of a rebuild right now, or is that not a reasonable explanation to you?
You think Luka Doncic is going to buy that explanation? Who gives a crap if I buy it? The answer is no, I don't. But listen, when you have a superstar of Luka's caliber, and by the way, he ain't without fault either. We can get into that. But when you have a superstar of his caliber, you have to try to keep that guy happy and keep him believing that a championship is within reach, or then you might not have that superstar that much longer. And he just started, you can call it a five-year deal. It's not a five-year deal. The player option in the fifth year is not getting picked up. Breaking news. I'll break that story right now. It's a four-year deal. He's in the first year of it. Well, look around the league. You don't want to get 2 years out. And really, you don't even want to go into this summer with him feeling like, that he can't seriously pursue a championship in Dallas. But that's always been kind of the lingering threat is, hey, we've got to keep Luka happy. That's a big reason why the Kyrie Irving trade was made. And, he ain't happy right now. I think that's awfully clear.
What's all bothering Luka?
I mean, first of all, mediocrity was bothering him, and now they've been worse than mediocre. I think it's very clear that he's frustrated with the lack of winning. I think that's where things start first and foremost. I'll say J. Kidd has called him out on multiple occasions over the last couple of years. These last couple times, I didn't sense that he was buying in as much as he had before. And then I think Luka made it, you know, he was pretty transparent, saying there's some things going on in his private life. I believe him, and I think that he's well within his rights to keep that stuff private.
Tim, just prying a little bit, and I don't know, is it the whole thing with his mom and this trademarking thing and things like that?
The last thing I'm doing is going to speculate on Luka's
private life. I'm sorry.
There's a zero upside situation for me, and I don't think it's fair to him either.
Yeah.
Has it gotten toxic at all amongst any parties, or are they still like on the same page?
What parties are we talking about?
The players to player and players to coaches.
You know, I have not heard of anything being I have not heard of toxic. I'll put it like this. I don't think this is anything like Rick's last year here, where clearly that had become a toxic situation. But I mean, you know, you don't need inside sources. All you need is a TV. This team's not connected right now. This team, like the immaculate vibes, to borrow Jalen Brunson's term, they're not here. You can just see it in the you know, lack of energy that these guys are playing with right now. And honestly, you know, Luke, when Luke is frustrated, he's going to take it out on refs a lot, right?
Right.
And that's a problem for a few reasons. Number one, he's going to put himself in a situation where he has to get a break from the league not to be suspended. Number two, he gets so caught up in going after refs that it takes away from his focus, right? We saw that when they blew the 27-point lead, and Jay Kidd, without calling him out individually, basically called him out individually and was 100% on the money there. And then number three, I had a scout tell me that Luka is the worst transition defender that he's ever seen. He said, in the history of basketball. Maybe that's hyperbole, but it's hard for me to argue against it, because how often is he arguing with the refs and the other nine guys on the floor are, you know, running down the floor, and suddenly it's a 5-on-4 situation on the other end. Oh, hey, there's a layup or a wide open three because Luka didn't cross half court. So, you know, this is something that's been an issue throughout his career, and really over these last, you know, the last month or two, I feel like it's as bad as it's ever been.
Well, when it comes to acquiring talent around Luka, and for the reasons you just gave, are there players you think that don't like or want to play with him?
I would say that certainly Luka is not for everybody, right? And it's not a personality thing necessarily. It's just he's going to be one of the most ball-dominant players in the NBA. And, you know, even last year, Jalen Brunson talked to me about how, you know, when you play with Luka, you essentially have to take your ego, put it in a box, and forget about it. Like, it's going to revolve around him, and you're going to have to figure out how to play off of him. Now, Luka, with Kyrie coming in, certainly he's never played with a guy who's that established of a superstar type of talent. You know, so Luka has had to adapt a little bit. The other thing is, these guys have only played 11 games together. Now, they've only won three of those, but, you know, we haven't really seen how much he would adapt because it's such a small sample size. But, yeah, his playing style, I think that is challenging as far as making this an attractive place for guys to play. But you know what? James Harden's playing style in Houston was awfully similar. And say what you want about how these partnerships worked out, but there were a list of stars who lined up wanting to play with James Harden. Now, the other thing is Luka's not on the Team USA bus, right? He didn't play AAU mm-hmm. with a bunch of these guys growing up. He doesn't have those kind of relationships. And to this point in his career, he has not shown a desire to be a recruiter. Maybe that changes. He hadn't shown a desire to be involved in front office discussions until this year, and that certainly did change.
ESPN's Tim McMahon hanging out with us here in the G-Bag Nation, talking all things Mavs. Do you buy the report about the Lakers having no interest in Kyrie at this point?
I will believe the Lakers don't have interest in Kyrie Irving when I see it. I think LeBron has made it awfully clear that he wants to play with Kyrie again, to the point where All-Star Weekend was kind of LeBron recruiting Kyrie, LeBron loving him up as much as possible. So, we'll see how things play out, but I think it would be a pretty big assumption to think that, hey, go ahead, cross the Lakers off the list of potential suitors.
the Mavs are totally undeterred by that 3-8 record and all this losing. They're number one and beyond plan is Luka and Kyrie together?
Well, here's the thing. What are the other options, right? And when they made the trade, the fallback plan was cap space. Okay, first of all, it's not max cap space. It would be somewhere in the 20 plus million range. So they'd have to do some pretty major tinkering to create a max slot. Number two, who are they using that on? Right? Like, mm-hmm. I mean, Fred VanVleet, Chris Middleton, and the Mavericks history, but forget the Mavericks history in free agency. Like, who's the player in free agency that's going to really move the needle for the Mavericks? Honestly, I think the best case scenario would be somehow they're able to use his Kyrie's bird rights in the sign and trade deal to get a star back. I also think that's by far the least likely scenario, simply because so many planets have to line up for a situation like that to happen.
Tim, would you, as a Mavs fan, not you, but should Mavs fans just think, let's play to get get in the lottery and try and build it that way or help it that way? I mean, if what should Mav fans be looking at here? Like, try and get into the playoffs, or hey, take your medicine, get the in somewhere in the lottery and try and rebuild this team that way.
Boy, I tell you, if your goal is keeping Luka happy and not having him doubt whether he can have the kind of long-term success here that he expects to have, and a trip to the lottery does not seem like a real good idea unless you get really lucky and, whatever it is, your 3% odds turn into to Victor. If they get the 10th pick, and that's the thing, the pick's top 10 protected, which number one, right now, they have the 10th best lottery odds, which is a total disaster, to be clear. But the number 10 pick in the draft is not turning this thing around on the timetable that you need it to happen. I'll say that. And the other thing is, if they do keep their pick, it also further handcuffs their flexibility moving forward, right?
Right.
Because that pick is top 10 protected now and then next year and the year after that, right? So 23, 24, 25, that means you can't trade 24 or 25. You've already traded 29. You can't have, in back-to-back years, you can't have your draft picks traded. So essentially what I'm telling you is if they have a lottery pick, they can trade that pick technically after they make it on draft night or whatever. But once the draft is done and they're moving forward, they would have one pick to play with, one pick to put in the deals moving forward going into next year. And that's already kind of handcuffed, and that's really restrictive.
Tremendous job once again, Tim. We can't thank you enough for coming on with us, man.
All right, appreciate it, fellas.
Salute. There he goes, Tim McMahon, the incomparable Mavs reporter. Okay, we got the Woolly Bullies top 10 at 420 coming up next. Where are we going with that, sir?
Well, I've got a projected first rounder who talks about his desire to play for the Cowboys. And in honor of John Wick 4 crushing the box office, I got the top 10 best action stars. Who's your best action star of all time? Next on The Fam.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This upcoming segment of the G-Bag Nation is brought to you by Window Nation.
Welcome back. It is the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan. Time now for Wolchuk's Top 10 at 420 segment. Brought to you by the Frankels. There's a reason you need a special license to drive a big truck. So companies that hire drivers, put them in a big truck, should be held accountable for what happens. Wouldn't it hurt you? Frankly, you need Franklin Frankel. Consultation's always free. Truckwreck.com. Here's Zach.
Thank you very much, General. Appreciate you, Joey, as well. All right, before we get into our top 10, which is going to be the best action stars, because John Wick 4 just crushed it at the box office. Haven't seen it yet. If you saw it, let us know. 877-881-1053. How is it? How does it compare to the other three movies in the franchise? I'm very eager and excited to see it. But, Brian, I get why you don't go to movies.
Yeah.
Because of all the film we're watching.
Yeah, what's the story behind the John Wick? What's he trying to do?
Oh,
just
John.
Kill as many people as assassin. Possible.
He's an assassin. Is he running from, is he trying not to get assassin himself?
I think now.
Assassinated?
Yes. There are people that are out to kill him, and I think
so
now.
So he's taken four shows to do this?
Well, it started off where somebody killed his dog in the first one, and he wanted to get revenge on that.
Yeah.
And then now, basically, he's wanted to try and get his freedom from the assassin community that he's in.
And you can't do that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Blood in, blood out. One last kill kind of thing.
Right.
But four times over.
But they basically send all of the assassins after him. And if he's able to make it out alive, then he'll be able to have his freedom, is my understanding of the plot.
Where do, like, the assassin of John Wick, they go? They have, like, Assassin Island they all hang out at?
We should get Boban on the phone and ask him.
Now, usually I see him, like, with a pistol or dual pistols. Does he also use, like, fully automatic firearms,
he'll
shotguns,
use any gun that he can find, but I will say the amount of bullets that are in these guns seems a little bit unrealistic.
Seen clips. So does he go around to get his different weapons? Do people help him?
There's an armory in which that he
so
was
he
able.
Go,
yes, he's
he
got
can
people
access,
that will help him.
He can access like weapons, right?
And once he gets a kill, he, then
he
will just steal
time,
that person's
right?
gun,
right. Which
I
is
like
an obvious move. Yeah, and
I
he
like
can,
that
he go hand to hand on you at times.
He'll kill someone with a book.
And this is Keanu Reeves?
It's Keanu Reeves.
It's Keanu.
And it's believable.
Always had a suit on, right? While we're doing this? Always wearing a suit.
He's always wearing a sexy suit. Maybe even a tux.
He fights in a tux?
He'll fight
James
anything.
Bond?
Suit and tie, baby.
He's right, the man.
That's where I call BS.
Well,
James Bond did it.
Don't tell him that, because I think he might destroy your life.
Ooh.
The new one's better than the first one. So the 972-469, the movie is fire.
Go on, hater.
Last 20 minutes of the movie was some of the best action I've ever seen in a movie before. 972 saw it at home this weekend. Worth it. Lots of scenes with badass fights. So, 972, are we able to purchase this?
Yeah,
at
how do
home?
You do that?
I think you can. I think you
like
can.
Like a $20 fee, you just watch it at home?
That makes sense. Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Because if you're gonna bring you and your lady to the movie theater, you're going to drop like $30 easy. And that's before you've gotten any popcorn.
Yeah, depending on the time of day. Before although I am a go-to-the-theater kind of guy. I enjoy
you
it.
You go by yourself?
I will go by myself, sure.
Do people look at you kind
of
weird?
No. A lot of people go to the movies by themselves.
Really?
The way
I've been to a movie in forever. So,
yeah. I'm down to go with you after draft season if you want. We'll go see something.
John
just to get
Wick?
You back there.
John Wick?
John Wick will probably be out. Maybe not. I mean, we got a month till the draft, so it's possible that it's still there if you want to see that. We can do that. We can get a bro date going together.
Got to go to Baby Dolls with you first.
Baby Dolls will be first. Okay. So we'll all the bucket list items for you. We'll go ahead and check them off. Baby Dolls, movie date. Let's do it. Before we get into the top 10 list.
Walchuk's used to go into the gentleman's club and the movie theater by himself, but he's going
to
bring
Brian. He's happy to have somebody along, isn't he?
Oh, yeah. I'm thrilled.
He's super happy to have
him. Otherwise, I sit there, you know, it's nice to have company. Although, shout out to Joe. Joe will come out with me. He's our sales rep. Yeah. But sometimes Joe leaves early. He's got his son at home. Got to take care of. So then I'm left by myself. Now, here is Steve Avila. The left guard, well, he was a tackle for TCU.
Projected center, too.
Projected guard. Played all over the line. Could be the Cowboys pick at 26. There's an option there, depending on how the board falls. He is, in my opinion, the second best guard in the draft. Borderline number one.
What about Skoronski?
Skoronski. Skoronski's definitely number one.
Yeah, he's a guard.
But he's a tackle that they're projecting to be
big guard.
But Skoronski's going to be a top 10 pick.
Arm guy.
I don't see him getting near him.
But much like Jack Campbell. When I hear Skoronski's a guard, he's on my board, and I'm ready to draft
him. You're not going to have a chance.
As soon as I'm on the clock.
You're not going to have a chance at Skoronski, sadly. But here's Steve Avila telling
TMZ
Sports.
Unless we get the gas mask thing.
Maybe you can
make that. Somebody get Skoronski a gas mask so he can be a Cowboy.
This is Steve talking with TMZ Sports about, hey, where would you like to go play?
Not really. I didn't really watch football. As funny as it sounds, I didn't really watch too much football growing up. But being in Talis, everybody's a Cowboys fan. My parents are. But so it was hard not to be around the Cowboys growing up. So there is a respect I do have for them and honestly any organization, but it would be honestly like the best to stay home. I've been home my whole career, so we'll see if we can keep that streak going.
Wow. Boy, if you don't watch it, I need an explanation on why. You know, like, well, we were broke and every Sunday I was working, right? I worked two jobs. I need passion for the game.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a huge red flag to me.
Yeah, that's a red flag for me, too. They brought us as chuckling and laughing. I want to know that I'm drafting a football guy.
I'm laughing at Dawson like, this dude does not care about football. I don't want him on my team.
Yeah. No, he doesn't like it. He's just like, well, I'm giant. I guess they're going to let me to go to college for free.
Yeah.
And look at this. The NFL, it's like hitting the lottery. You're about to get trucked in the NFL, bro.
They said, who do you want to play for? The only team name that he could even think of was the Cowboys. He couldn't name another team.
Yeah.
Well, they're in a rough spot.
Tape's good.
No, the tape is real good. The thing about it is, it's funny that you mentioned that.
How would a scout look at it?
No, I don't think you're wrong.
Okay. When I watch him play, I feel like I'm watching a guy who's never watched a day of football in his life.
No, I don't think you're wrong. I think you want a guy that's
even watched him play.
I know.
You want that guy that's a glass eater, especially the offensive line.
It's kind of why I like Cody Mauch out of North Dakota State.
Yeah. Eating glass
that
is
could
a,
put you on the IR.
A thing
I'm with
days.
You, Chief.
Nah, glass eaters are good to have. Those are tough guys.
Yeah. As a lineman, I'm looking for a glass eater.
Yeah, that's what you want.
Absolutely. So, Steve, I mean, we're gonna work on these interviewing.
I can see this guy getting picked, and on Monday, Dawson coming here like, this guy really didn't have passion to play the game. That kind of thing.
Yeah, this is the guy the Cowboys are taking.
This is Connor Williams 2.0.
Jeez. Really? Is that what we're doing?
No, that's what Dawson's
going to say.
Son of a gun. Yeah.
The guy's a project.
Yeah, this guy, he went to Coppell, you know. He didn't like football, you know.
Somebody tell me I'm wrong here, but...
No, I'm telling you you're right. I'm telling you you're 100% right. I'm with you on that. I would like to know that my guy watched a little football growing up. Are you kidding me? You're a football player.
Yeah. It's funny, what the hell? Byron Jones didn't like playing football. Byron Jones was not a football
fan. Thank God he's one of the greatest athletes this world's ever seen.
No, I never forget this because we were at an event one time and we were talking to him, me and a group of guys, and he's like, wasn't much of a football guy.
Hmm.
I've got other interests and stuff like that.
Yeah. I think there's a bunch out there. There are exceptions to the rules. He put together
one good season to get super paid, and then he was done.
And he's going to be the
But
the
that was also part of the Cowboys' fault. They tried to play him at safety when he was
sure,
a corner.
Maybe. Or maybe he just wasn't motivated to actually try hard until his contract year was up.
I'm not going to put that label on Steve just yet. I got to hear more from Steve. It's very possible that he's just not good at interviews.
Remember
CeeDee Lamb when he got picked?
Yeah.
Did he sound like he was a guy that was awesome?
No, but he sounded like a guy that's watched football before.
Well, you might be in a situation, too, where you don't want to say anything wrong.
Right.
And so you're so
I think there's a lot of athletes
about it.
They're good at playing. They don't like watching.
I can see that.
If he gets drafted by the Eagles, they're going to say, well, you said earlier you were a big Cowboys fan. Well, I is responsible. I'm distracted by the Eagles, so now I'm a Eagles fan.
Now, our guy Steve's going to say, no, yeah, bleep filthy. I hate that place.
And it's possible you don't like watching football and you're amazing. I'm just playing the odds. You know, I think the majority of guys that don't watch football don't have enough passion to have a long, great career. There might be some outliers, but that's not the norm.
Maybe. We'll have to find out if Steve ends up being a Cowboy or not, and we'll ask him when we get to interview him. Here's your top 10 best action stars. Yeah, well, he very well
might be. Well, other than Skaronski.
That's why I'm trying to get people prepared for that. Yeah. Best action stars. Here's your top 10 in honor of John Wick. We got some love for Jean-Claude Van Damme being texted in.
Did anybody have a roundhouse like Jean-Claude?
Chuck.
Bad Brad Norris. Hefton.
Okay.
Jean-Claude Van Damme is an honorable mention. So is Sean Connery.
Have you youngster seen Bloodsport?
No, I haven't seen Bloodsport.
Must watch Van Damme.
I haven't seen Bloodsport.
My dad was a big time like Van Damme
guy.
Yeah, and Chuck Norris, Jackie Chan, all of that. He was Bruce Willis. Huge mm-hmm. Bruce Willis.
Absolutely.
So, Bruce Lee. Sorry, I was thinking about Bruce Willis. I was going to fire off a couple of my favorite action stars.
Well, both of them are, Bruce Lee and Bruce Willis.
Bruce Willis, yeah, but not
Bruce
the same
Lee
type
is like
of ass kicking.
Bruce Lee in the 70s. Your dad
Bruce Lee could actually kick somebody's ass.
Yeah,
Bruce Lee. Your dad's my age, right? 59, 58?
Yes, he is, yeah.
Okay. I never saw Bruce Lee.
Chuck Norris.
Bruce Lee?
Never.
And Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Are your top two honorable mentions?
Action hero, huh?
810 said Chuck Norris is a sissy. Bet you wouldn't say that to his face.
Well, yeah, but who cares? We're talking about him. I hate when people text that. I bet you wouldn't call John Harbaugh a liar to his face. Well, probably not, but I'm here to entertain you.
I know, John, I would. I've
not,
called him
not
a liar
to clear
to his
things
face.
That I would say to other people's faces.
Yeah, right? Dude.
Face me.
Liar, John.
All right, here we go. Let's see if y'all's favorite action stars make this list, okay? Number 10.
We're not even doing action stars anymore. We don't even make them anymore. We just recycle Harrison Ford.
Yeah,
every
all
time.
These guys are going to be
Tom
recycled.
Tom Cruise.
Yep. But these are still the best that have ever done it.
That's
and
why
that's
I was
why
thinking about
they're
my man's trying to have a segment today, okay?
Oh, this isn't Walchuk's fault. I'm simply okay. saying, like.
No, you're stepping all over it. It's okay.
I'm just going
to
turn my mic off.
That's it. Yeah. No, it's okay. I enjoy the banter. Number 10 is Jet Li.
Yeah.
What? He barely did anything.
Oh, he barely did anything.
He's on this list instead of...
The Expendables?
Van Damme?
Look, you're one of the best if you're in the Expendables films. They got together the cluster of all-time action kickers.
Is that a cartoon?
No, that's a real movie.
Isn't this the guy that accidentally shot himself with a prop gun? Jet Li?
No, I don't think Jet Li did that.
Oh.
Number 9 is Clint Eastwood.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay.
He fits the criteria?
Yeah. For me, he does. Yeah.
Kind of.
I think he
does. Well, he's not really...
Oh, not a fan.
Dirty Harry?
Now, I would
Dirty
put...
Clint Eastwood. Yeah.
I would put, like... Probably Chuck Norris and Jean-Claude Van Damme over him.
As action star.
Yeah.
As action
not as an
star.
Not just as actors.
Yeah.
Or directors.
As
Clint Eastwood.
Actors?
Yeah.
But there's real action happening.
We're talking about just action stars. This isn't their acting capabilities.
He's just shooting.
Watch the Dirty Harry movies.
He's yeah, that's true. He was good in those.
You're really fist fighting people, are you? Clint Eastwood was never getting any of that stuff.
Oh, no, he did.
Yeah, he did.
He did.
That
he did.
Was all
Dirty
stunt
Harry,
doubles.
Yeah.
Well, maybe it was. And we're not all Tom Cruise.
He's still
number
alive
eight
doing this.
Is Harrison Ford. Of course.
Yeah.
Indiana Jones. He's going to make it.
Bullwhip. Yeah.
Number 7, Jason Statham. Badass.
That was good stuff.
Dude, yeah. Yes. Are you kidding me? He had a couple
of Transporter?
Those. Yeah, the
Transporter. Those movies are incredible. Yeah.
What about Crank?
Crank, yeah.
1,000 miles an
and
hour.
He cranked it.
Wow, that was a crazy movie.
Number 6 is Bruce Lee.
Yeah.
Good one.
Here's the top 5.
Number 5.
Bruce Willis at 5.
Okay.
They
like Bruce,
dude. If Bruce Willis didn't get have these health issues that
Die
he's
Hard.
Dealing with, we'd have Die Hard 19
probably
getting
would.
Ready to come
Armageddon.
Out.
Got great some films. Dementia going on.
Yeah, he's kind of losing himself. Damn. I think
it's
with the
sad.
Bummer. It is sad.
Number 4 is Sylvester Stallone.
Sly,
Rambo, and Rocky.
Hey, King of Tulsa, I'm kind of getting into right now.
Yeah, it's a good show.
It is a good.
It's
show.
It's good. Only 9 episodes.
I like it.
Yeah,
I like
it's good.
It.
A good cliffhanger. Remember. Yeah.
Cliffhanger. Oh, he lost his growl, man.
Yeah, it was incredible. Steven Seagal's getting texted in a lot.
Yep. Steven Seagal didn't make the top 10.
He didn't make the top 10?
He did not.
He shouldn't have.
What?
I wouldn't.
He's kind of a big, heavy
I wouldn't
set
put Steven
guy.
Seagal over any of these guys.
Okay, so, I mean, that's like saying Luca, I don't like him because he's a little bit heavy set, but he gets the job
done. Right
so
now, you're
Steven
ripping on
Seagal.
Luca. You were ripping on Luca earlier.
I was the one defending him saying he's exhausted right now.
And then you make fun of how fat he is.
Right, and that's his fault. That's his portion of the blame.
Is it his
the
fault? Because he's still dropping 40 burgers on your face. Number 3,
exhausted.
Jackie Chan.
sir. Jackie Chan.
And that the dude, animated cartoon also kicks ass.
Jackie Chan Adventures.
Yeah, something else.
100%. And he's a do-your-own-stunts guy.
He's a do-it-yourself kind of guy.
Full-on parkour.
He is.
He's parkour plus kicking your ass.
Gosh,
parkour.
I'll never forget the way me and my brothers would do it to where you have your fence of your backyard comes up and meets your house. And so you run up and you kick off the house and then over to the fence. That's how he would jump off and do this cool stuff. We were trying that and always family.
How injured did you get along the way?
That was pre-injury. I was still rocking
and
rolling.
Your back?
The injuries came from dad when he came home to a broken fence.
Was that from the frozen peeps?
No, just speculating.
Just in general.
Never did frozen peeps at my house. No.
It was always at the friend's
Dad,
house.
Dad, if you're listening now, we never did that at our house.
Number two is Keanu Reeves, thanks to John Wick.
I like that.
And The Matrix.
All right.
And Speed.
Wow, what a late career turn for him. Like, there's no
way.
The
Matrix was early 2000s.
Yeah, but five years ago, there's no way anybody's putting Keanu Reeves as number two on their greatest action star.
He wouldn't be number two, but he would probably still be in the top 10 because of The Matrix.
Maybe.
Matrix is pretty big. Number one, though.
Liam Neeson.
Greatest action star of all time. Love Liam Neeson. He was in the honorable mentions. Arnold Schwarzenegger.
There it is. Yeah, there Terminator. And
Predator.
Conan the Barbarian.
Total Recall.
NFL Draft Big Board Report. Do you love or hate who these mocks are sending to your Cowboys? It's next here on 105.3 The Fan. Hey,
we really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
This segment on the G-Bag Nation is brought to you by Classic Chevrolet. Don't miss the Grand Champ Truck Month at Classic Chevrolet in Grapevine. 63 acres of discounts and more than just Silverados. They have Equinox, Tahoe, Traverse, Malibu, and all of your favorite Chevys. This is Texas. This is Classic Chevrolet. Relax and enjoy the difference. Find new roads.
Thank you, Joey Erickson. In for Lucius Alexander, it is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. What you laughing about, Brian?
I'm just laughing at little Chuck. With this whole thing, is Shams on a, is he on Bally's? Is that what he does?
He is. He's in
so,
here.
So, like.
It's the show called The Rally.
The Rally, but it's on Bally's, right?
It's on Bally's.
Okay. And so, is that kind of a waste of.
Of Shams?
If I'm Shams, am I kind of wasting my talents
on
this?
Hey, Bally's spent big money. You know, they blew out the budget trying to be a big time player, and they ended up bankrupting themselves. So, you might as well play out the string. I mean, the check's been written. You got Shams on, right? I think that's what we're looking at right there. Like, Shams isn't getting much benefit from the visibility other
than the
check.
That's what I'm saying, though. Like,
check.
I watch, you know, of course you watch ESPN and Woj and all that. This Shams needs to, like, I mean, he needs an upgrade, right?
Well, I think so.
I think he should join us on the G-Bag Nation.
That would be an upgrade, yeah. Okay, we got mock drafts here. Tell me, would you love it or hate it?
Love it.
We go to the mock draft of our buddy Calvin Watkins, Morning News.
Really fart, loud. No.
Says,
cheek flap up.
The Cowboys need to improve the interior of the defensive line.
Ooh.
In 10 games, this gentleman played 329 snaps, 7 starts with 16 tackles, 5.5 tackles for loss, and 3.5 sacks. I guess he likes that. And he's giving you Brian Bresee, defensive tackle, Clemson.
Oh,
you hate it?
That's a hate for me.
Oh.
Don't like the player. Ends up on the ground a lot. Overrated for me.
Kincaid's on the board. Mozzie Smith's on the board. But Calvin Watkins going with the defensive tackle. I like the picture they use of him. Kind of looks like Shrek. That's a good picture.
It's funny.
No neck, big torso.
It's funny to 6'6", 298. It's funny to see these defensive linemen that wear like number 11 and 9.
Yeah.
And it's just.
Is he a 5? Was he 5?
He was 11.
He was 11? Okay. He was 11. They've got a couple that are single digits on Clemson.
People tell me, and I need to do this. I promise I'll do this. People tell you that you need to watch the North Carolina game with this guy. And I haven't done it.
I didn't watch
Florida
North Carolina
State,
either.
Syracuse for a couple games.
So you've watched a bunch of games that weren't impressive, and they tell you to watch the one game.
Yeah,
that's
the problem.
That's why I'm not rushing to watch it. My opinion's made on the kid.
Yeah, I mean, but there's times where you watch this guy, and he's had a chance to finish some plays, and he just does not get the guy on the ground. I mean, the guy goes around him, breaks a tackle. That's the biggest problem.
He also wears a big, bulky leg brace. And he's rotating in and out, which Clemson does do because they have a ton of talent along their defensive line. Yeah. I mean, Georgia will do the same thing when you watch them play. I didn't love him. Now, originally, he was projected to be like a top 10 kind of guy. Clearly, I think the rest of the league feels the same way.
Well, the media scouts are catching up to what the real scouts are saying.
The real scouts.
No, well, thank you for saying that.
You're the real media scouts.
But the media scouts are like, there's a lot of these players you'll start to see slide.
Sure.
Well, Dawson's 100% right. When you look at his face and the whole construction of his ears and whatnot, he does give off those Shrek vibes when he goes from ogre to human.
Yeah.
He looks like the human version of Shrek. No question about it. You nailed that.
I like it. Maybe some TCU fans fired up me for my Steve Avila. Neither of our three mocks have a Steve going to the Cowboys here at 26, but he is the kind of guy that could be there, right?
No, absolutely.
He will be there. He will be there.
Yeah. I just think it's a red flag. I really need to investigate it. If you don't like watching football, I'm using a first-round pick on you.
Well, we can reach out to Brian Estridge, our guy from TCU, see what he knows about Steve. Is he a love football kind of guy? Will he eat glass or not? That's what we need to know.
We got Dalton Kincaid on the NFL.com mock draft. That's a popular pick. And you weren't too concerned last week, Brian, with the news that he was sitting out the testing at his pro day?
No, I talked to two trainers in the league, and they were saying it was something he was dealing with late in the year that – came to the combine, it wasn't a problem. I don't see it as a long-term problem. But again, I don't know how you can, anytime you say the word back, especially a position where you have to play with leverage, mm-hmm. you block, you get hit, I don't know. I mean, it's one of those things they could keep telling me, don't worry, but I'm going to worry when it's
you're
back.
Worried.
I'm worried.
Yeah. I love the pick because I love the player. He's one of my favorite players
in the
entire draft.
The player is really good.
That does have me pause.
Yeah, I'm not. That'd be enough for me to stay away. I haven't gotten to see even how athletic he is, right? He hasn't done any of the testing.
Yeah, the guy is a suit. When you watch him play,
he's athletic.
He is very athletic. The back, I can say, you don't want, every time these guys, it's like, oh, he had back tightness. So we did with Tyron Smith. And then you didn't know Tyron Smith could go on the road and wake up, and we're about to play a game. And it's like, oh, he's got spasms, back tightness, and all that. Now you're like, okay, was this something we talked about?
Yeah.
I know these guys don't all have perfect health.
Hey, if there's a bunch of good tight ends in the draft, give me the one that doesn't have the back problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a tiebreaker situation for me, Chief. You know very well these back problems, they can go for the rest of your life.
I mean, DeMarcus Lawrence is like the one person I can point to be like, dang, dude, kudos to you. You had that couple back surgery deals and you've still been a stud. But it messed up the early portions of his career when he was obviously going through it, but. Yeah. I mean, very, very rarely does that something that makes you feel like, okay, long term.
I just don't
feel
comfortable. Even though the trainers are saying, hey, it's not a long term thing, I'm like, but it's still something he deals with.
Yeah. I would just need to trust my medical staff on that.
For sure. Yeah. That's one you go to. And I think I'd have a pretty good amount of trust with the Cowboys staff if I'm the team and they're advising me. If I'm a player, I probably want a second opinion.
Go see the LeBron James of backs.
Mm-hmm.
Get
there
your back
you go.
On there.
Yeah, he'll get you sorted out. No
Unless
doubt.
The MJ one's available.
Okay, we do have a little bit of a shorter show tonight because Rangers pregame is coming up at 6:30. We have Rangers Royals exhibition action. Your first chance to listen and take it all in with the new guys trying to put up some runs and some zeros on the other side. There is an NFL draft big board report. Let's talk Mavs with you, though, and we want your thoughts here. TruckWreck.com, Fantex is open, the chat is open. Are these two guys together sustainable, and is that in the best interest of the Mavs' future? It's next year. It's the G-Bag Nation and the Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.